Information technology. Records show file transfers in Oracle Procore intellectual property dispute. Oracle has accused Procore of illegally gaining access to Oracle and Textura data from a former employee back in 2021. As Oracle's intellectual property lawsuit against Procore has worked its way through federal court in San Francisco since 2024, more details have been added to the case file, centering on actions by former Textura executive Mark Mariano, who was hired away from Oracle by Procore in 2021. The initial complaint detailed how Mariano led Oracle's team integrating contractor customers' payment software with the Oracle's payment management platform, Textura. Mariano was a Textura executive when Oracle acquired the company in 2016 and held a leadership role in developing Textura's systems until he was recruited away by Procore. And Oracle claims he brought proprietary software trade secrets along with him. The lawsuit has since survived an attempt by Procore to get it thrown out of court, and a partial deposition of Mariano and exhibits detailing Oracle's accusations have been added to the record. Records of downloads to devices in Mariano's possession between 2021 and 2023 were detailed in newly released exhibits. Messages and emails on several platforms between Mariano and Procore executive Jeff Lewis are also included as exhibits in Oracle's lawsuit. Online messaging conversations between Mariano and Procore executives G9 Chiu, John McVarish, Erica Heaverlow, Adam Hegedus, and Simone Sterling were also entered. At issue is what Mariano may have downloaded from Oracle servers and uploaded to personal accounts and devices immediately before and after he left his position to work for Procore. According to the records submitted by Oracle, information on Textura was downloaded from Oracle servers to a laptop computer in Mariano's possession between 2021 and 2023, as well as information about Textura's software integration with construction management platform CMEC. Integrating construction payments platforms such as Textura with construction management platforms such as Procore are often sought by contractors trying to simplify their workflows. And such integrations usually first require an agreement between software vendors to share data. Mariano denied knowingly uploading Oracle files to his personal Google Drive account when asked by Oracle's attorney Michael DeVries of Kirkland & Amp Ellis, according to a partial transcript of a March 2026 video-recorded deposition. Looking for quick answers on construction and engineering topics? Try Ask ENR, our new smart AI search tool. Ask ENR right arrow. So you can't say one way or the other whether you uploaded any Oracle files to your personal Google Drive between early July 2021 and when you left Oracle at the end of October 2021. Is that right? DeVries asked. Mariano replied, I would say that there was no intentional movement of files there. I think there were some things that synced to those drives that you may have seen. I don't know. But there was nothing that I was intentionally using that Google Drive for after that transition to laptops. The transcript also shows DeVries questioning Mariano about a factory reset of his Oracle-issued MacBook laptop computer in 2021. Were you planning to factory reset your Oracle MacBook when you uploaded files to iCloud on October 15th of 2021, 2 days after your interview with Procore? DeVries asked. No, I was not, Mariano answered. Oracle declined to comment on ongoing litigation. A representative of Procore did not immediately respond to a request for comment.